So let's review. The previous Mishnah taught a machalik nechasav al piv, riba le'echad, umir le'echad, v'hishva lehenes abachar, dvarv kayamin. If a shchimer, a dying person, gave away his assets as a matana to his children in different amounts than the hilchas Yerusha, such as he gave one son a double share, or another son only half a share, or he gave the bechor only a single share, in all these cases his matana is effective because, as the Rashbam explains, sheyesh koyich ba'adam liten memoinu b'matana l'kol mi sheyirtza. While he is alive, a person can grant his assets to anyone as a gift. However, v'im amem shem Yerusha lo'er maklum. If he specified that they receive these assets as an inheritance after he dies, his tzavah is not effective because, as the Mishnah says earlier, shehisna mashakasa b'Torah. This stipulation contradicts the Hilchas Yerusha in the Torah and is therefore not effective. The Mishnah continues, kasav b'mentchila b'emza b'mesayv m'shem matana dvarv kayamin. If he wrote a will for Yerusha with different amounts and he also added the word matana either in the beginning, the middle, or at the end, his matana is effective because, as the Rashbam explains, nehi delei tafis lashon Yerusha lashon matana mihir tafis b'harehu kumi sha'ima lashon matana l'chu dekani. Even though the tzavah cannot take effect as a Yerusha, it takes effect as a matana and it's considered as if he wrote only matana. The Gemara cites three opinions in the understanding of the Mishnah. Rav Dimi Amar Rabbi Yechanan says the Mishnah refers only to Ba'adim Echad Besada Achas Devarv Kayaman. Both terms, Yerusha and Matana, were written for the same person and for the same field. And in the case of Matana Betchila, he wrote, Tinasin Sada Plainis Laplaini V'Yerusha. This field should be given to so and so, and he shall inherit it. And in Matana Be'emtza, he wrote, Yerusha V'Tinasin Lai V'Yerusha. Plainis shall inherit this field, and it shall be given to him, and he shall inherit it. And regarding Matana Lebesayif, he wrote, Yerusha V'Tinasin Lai. Plainly shall inherit this field, and this field shall be given to him. Only then do we say Dvarv Kayamin, the Matan is effective because both terms Yerusha and Matan refer to the same person and the same field. However, in the case of Ba'adam Echad V'shtei Sadis Lai, if the terms Yerusha and Matan were for the same person but for different fields, for example, he said Yerush Ruben Sada Plainly Shebemizrach, V'tinasin Ruben Sada Plainly Shebemayrv. The Matana is effective only for the Matana field, but not for the Yerusha field, because perhaps he meant only one field as Matana, but not the other field. Or in the case of Sada Achaz v'shnei b'nei Adam Loi, if the terms Yerusha and Matana were for the same field, but for different people, for example, he said, Ruven Yerush Chatzi Sadezu, v'tinasin Chetzi l'shimayn. The Matana is effective only for the Matana person, but not for the Yerusha person, because perhaps he meant to give Matana only to this person, but not to the other person. And certainly, b'shtei Sadez v'shnei b'nei Adam Loi. If the words Yerusha and Matana were used for different people in different fields, for example, he said, Ruven Yerush Sada Plainis, well, the Shimon Tinasin Sada Acheres. The Matana is not effective for the Yerusha person and field because perhaps he meant to give a Matana only to this person and only this field, but not for the other person and field. Rabbi Lazar says, Afila Adam Echad B'shtei Sadis, Sada Achas B'shnei B'nei Adam Devarv Kayam. Even if the terms Yerusha and Matana were for the same person, but for different fields, or for the same field, but for different people, the Matana is effective for both people or both fields, because as the Rashbam explains, T'chihechad Neskabim L'zeh L'itim B'matana, Achinam Neskabim L'idach, Harila B'dibur Echad Nosin L'shnein. Just like he wants to give this person a Matana in one field, he wants to give him the same in the other field. And just like he wants to give a Matana in this field to one person, he also wants to give a Matana in the same field to the other person. However, B'shtei Sadis or B'shnei B'nei Adam Lai, because each word refers to a different person and a different field. Rav Nam Rabbi Yechanan says, even B'shtei Sadis V'shnei B'nei Adam Dvarv Kayamin. Even if the Yerusha and Matana were for different people and different fields, the Matana is effective because, as Rashi Masechta Yevamos explains, the Mede'at Kelosh Matana B'hai Shtar Tzaval L'chad Minayu Kulanam Matana Nenu. Since the word Matana was used in this Tzavah, it applies to all people and fields mentioned in the same Tzavah. Rish Lakish disagrees partially and says that in the case of B'shtei Sadis V'shnei B'nei Adam, it depends. Only if he phrased it this way, Plainly, plainly, Yerushu saw the plainness of plainness in the Satim lehabimatana v'Yerushim kana. If for both people and both fields he wrote in the beginning Yerusha, in the middle Matana, and at the end he repeated Yerusha, in this case the Matana is effective for all people and fields because, as the Rashbam explains, t'chihecha d'lashin Yerusha nem l'shneim gam ha-matana be'emtza nemra abal karchach l'shneim. Just like he repeated the word Yerusha for each one, once in the beginning and again at the end, so too the word Matana was also intended for each one because he connected it to the first term of Yerusha by saying Shnesatim, which I have already given them. However, if one of these two conditions is missing, for example, he said, Plainly, plainly, Yerushu, saw the plainness of plainness, v'tinaslam, saw the plainness of plainness, v'yerushim, he said, Tinasin, not Shnesatim, even though he repeated v'yerushim, or he said, Plainly, plainly, Yerushu, saw the plainness of plainness, Shnesatim, l'b'matana. But he did not repeat v'yerushim, even though he said Shnesatim, Loikana, as Rashbam explains, even though both terms Yerusha and Matana were mentioned for both people in both fields, however, Kivin the Gufin Mechulakininu, Bechol Echad have a Maisim Befne Atzmoi, Shtei Lashonis Keneged Shnei Maisim Hein, Le'echad Lashon Matana, U'le'echad Lashon Yerusha, Harishon Rishon, Balachar Nachar. Since these are separate actions for each person and field, the word Matana was intended only for the first person and field, and Yerusha was intended for the second person and field. Therefore, Loikana, the Matana is not effective for the Yerusha person and field. The Gemara brings proof to Rav and Rabbi Yechidim from the following price. Nichse loch, v'acharecha yorosh pleini, v'acharecha yorosh pleini. If a Shimra states, my assets shall be given to Reuven, and after he dies, Shimon shall inherit these assets. And after he dies, Levi shall inherit these assets. Mei srishin kana sheni, mei sheni kana shlishi. If Reuven dies first, Shimon acquires it. And if Shimon then dies, Levi acquires it. However, v'meis sheni b'chai yirishin, yachzru nechasim l'yersha rishin. If Shimon dies first, and then Reuven dies, the assets remain with Reuben's heirs and are not given to Levi. The Gemara asks, "Meis rishon kana sheni, v'hocha dekeshtei sadis v'shnei b'nei adam dami v'ketani dekana." If Reuben dies first, why does Shimon acquire these assets? These are considered different assets to different people because Reuben and Shimon do not own them simultaneously. And even though only for Reuben it was a Lashon Matana, while for Shimon it was a Lashon Yerusha, nevertheless, if Reuben dies, the assets go to Shimon, but not to Reuben's heirs. It must be because even Mishtei Sod is a Peshnei B'nei Adam Kana, because Lashon Matana applies to both. Therefore, the Gemara concludes, Tiyuftu Dekulu Tiyuftu, the Braisa is a proof against the first two opinions of Rav Dimi Amar Rabbi Yechanan and Rav Elazar. However, this Braisa cannot be a proof against Rish Lakish because of how Amar Rava Hilchasek Avasid Rish Lakish Bani Tlas. Rava says that this halacha is one of the three areas in which the final ruling is like Rish Lakish and not like Rabbi Yechanan. Therefore, we must make the following distinction. Kan Betoich Kedei Deeper. In the Braisa's case, the Yerusha by the second person Shimon was stated within range of the Matana for Reuven. Therefore, the Matana can also be applied to the second person. Kan la'achar k'dei dibur. While in Rish Lakish's case, the Yerusha by the second person was stated out of range of the Matana for the first person, therefore the Matana cannot be applied to the second person.